FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Opposition parties in KZN have slammed Premier Tami Ntuli's State of the Province address, calling the speech out of touch. Ntuli delivered his inaugural address in Maritzburg yesterday. The EFF's Mongezi Twala feels it lacked tangible solutions to address the province's ongoing challenges.
Empty speech, shifting goalposts. Our people need action. We cannot celebrate 7,200 jobs of EPWP. It's an insult to the people of KZN. We cannot celebrate that the Premier doesn't have a plan to zoom into issues of corruption in municipalities. It's a clear sign of a directionless government.
The Mkhonto Sizwe parties in Nkosi Jikalazi says there's no clear plan to tackle issues at the Departments of Health and Education.
KZN people do not live for promises. They are constantly being told to be hopeful, yet there are no medications in clinics and hospitals. Schools in the province are in a crisis and we are being told about hope. There are no solutions presented whatsoever.
But the DA's Francois Rogers has called the Premier's address balanced, saying it was a step in the right direction.
I think he's touched on the right areas. While we have fiscal challenges, and he admitted today it is difficult, we've turned the corner. We have no departmental budget cuts this year, first time in 4 to 5 years.
Now, police who responded within minutes to an Mhlali family's call for help after a violent home invasion have arrested a gang of 5 suspects.
It is alleged that the 5 armed suspects entered the victim's home. The suspects removed the safe from the bedroom wall and questioned the victim about their vehicle. The suspect terrorized the victim and assaulted them.
KZN police spokesperson Alex Thompson says after storming the family's home in Shaka's Head, the robbers made a dash for the nearest ATM. A 32-year-old man was taken during the ordeal yesterday.
The victim's mother immediately contacted SAPS Mhlali. Within minutes, Mhlali SAPS swiftly responded and intercepted the suspect's vehicle, approximately 100 meters from the crime scene. All 5 suspects were arrested and the victim was rescued.
Are due to appear in the Kwadukuza Magistrates Court soon on charges of house robbery and kidnapping. And Donald Trump says his Ukrainian counterpart should only return to Washington if he's ready for peace. It's after an argument erupted during discussions in the Oval Office, prompting the Ukrainian leader to leave the White House earlier than expected. The U.S. president accused Volodymyr Zelensky of being disrespectful. Trump claims that taking neither side is the best way to peace.
You want me to say really terrible things about Putin and then say, hi, Vladimir, how are we doing on the deal? That doesn't work that way. I'm not aligned with anybody. I'm aligned with the United States of America and for the good of the world. I'm aligned with the world.
Zelensky believes relations with the U.S. can still be repaired.
It's relations more than two presidents. And that's why I always began to thank your people from our people. And of course, thankful to President and of course to Congress, but first of all to your people. Your people helped to save our people.
Britain, Australia and Germany have voiced their support for Kiev, while Hungary thanked Trump for standing for peace. A recap of our lead story, opposition parties in KZN have slammed Premier Tami Ntuli's State of the Province address, calling the speech out of touch. You've been with the Newswatch team. I'm Natara Nadesan.